השולחן ערוך מיורדיה את סימן רישה אין ווב שולחן ערוך פסקנס אוסור למחוי כי not allowed to race אפילו אויס אחס even one letter משיב השמי שהם אינם נמחוק ולא אם אויס יויס הנתפוליס מאחוריהם אלוי כחו. Even the Chof Sofit becomes Kaddish. Mem Shel Elokeichem. The Elokeim is the Shem Hashem. The Elokeichem. But even so, it becomes Kaddish. Ve'elu Em Hashem HaShemois. Shem Havaye is the Yudkei Vavkei. Shem Adnus is the Aleph Dalet. Keil, Eloika, Elokeim, Shakai. What a beef it's in if a person writes Gimel Aleph Tes Shaila if you're allowed to race it. Another Shaila, I'm not going out to the Poiskim. But you're not allowed to race one of the shameless. This Chutshuva brings down Yud Yud. It says in the Ramah, it Vashem Shekoisim Besidurim Yud Yud. Mutar lemochkoi, imu letzayrach. If letzayrach godel, it's not called Hashem Hashem. Again, the Shach says only if it's a real tzayrach, stam not to make it, to do a yud-yud, not stam to raise. Even a hay, Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me in an invitation not to throw to the garbage. To cut it out of the invitation and to put it in the magnesium. Hashem Hashem, one of my kids, this is his job. Every night, to dig in the limitations. So, when I made a bar mitzvah, it was only dal, it was never hay. Not to be machshel chas v'shalom people to throw the hay.
Why is dal better?
Because dal is not a rebbe's to Hashem Hashem. What is dal?
No.
Hay is Hashem. Hay stands for Hashem. Dal stands for dal. What? It's a Rebbe's to the Hey, but say that. And the Hey is the Rebbe's to Shem Hashem. So man, this is the difference. This is exactly the difference. This is exactly the difference.
Hashem, you know how to erase.
Again, even Yud-Yud straight by Etzim, you're allowed to. To the Godel. Chaim Kanievsky says no. It could be, he says, that the Hey is worse. But again, it's another Shmuz by Etzim that maybe we have to get to it. I don't want to go in today to what is exactly Shemus Anim Chokim and what is exactly not Shemus Anim Chokim and when what kind of names Shem Hashem you have to be makbid in the invitations or not. Aber avada the ikar halacha is the Shemus Anim Chokim, you're not allowed to race. Now you have to know this racing is not like Meleches Shabbos. It's not in the klolim of Moichik of Meleches Shabbos. Lekule velechumre. It's things that are also to do in Shabbos and will be allowed to do in Shem Hashem, and it's things that you will not be allowed to do in that be allowed to do in Shabbos and will not be allowed to do in Shem Hashem, and it's things that is also to do in Shabbos but you're allowed to do in Shem Hashem. It's different. It's not the melochev mechike. It's the melochev bizui Shem Hashem. It's the meloche of Bisui Shem Hashem. But this is our loche. Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to race. Not allowed to race. Again, it's shalas in the poison that we're not going in today to that shayla. The emotional person writes Shem Hashem and he has a mistake. If you could pass a little line on it. that people know that it's raised, but it's not really raised. So again, these are different klolim that we have to get to in the klolim of the Isur of Mechikas Hashem that we're not going into today. What I want today to speak about in Shir, what Be'etzem came up recently, the last couple of weeks, there's a big tumult in the whole world around it. The Shaila is like this. The old Shaila was, and we'll go over the old Shaila, then we'll get to the new Shaila. A couple, 10, 20 years ago, they came up with computers. 30 years ago, they came up with computers. And the computers, some of the time, on the screen, you have a Shem Hashem. When it came up, it was then, no one had Sidurim, and no one had all these things in the computers. The Shaila in all the Tshuvas was when the computer started to check the Sefer Teiras. So the way it is, it copied the Sefer Teira, and on the screen you get a picture of the Sefer Teira. So Moshe, if you see the ones that they give you from the Lishka, the computer system, when they print them, the Shem Hashem doesn't come out full. You see every time all the copies that they give you from the mezuzahs to show you all the psulim, especially when it's Shem Hashem, when they print it, they don't print it shalom. But on the screen, you have the full Shem Hashem. And the Shaila was, if you're allowed to close the screen. When you scan the Sefer Torah, you get on the screen the Shem Hashem. When you shut the computer, you Moichek Es Hashem. Not even when you shut it, when you just start to type more, the other words that disappear on top there somewhere. Also, you Moichek Shem Hashem. Some poets can say that is not moichik, it just disappears on top. If you pull it down, it will come down. Yeah? I will show you the Choshev Sefer that says it, yeah? It says to close the computer, it's moichik. But to type more, he says it just goes on top. V'horaya, you could pull it down. I tell you, Choshev Sefer, one of the people that everyone respects in this room. And he says that he knows how computer works. Choshev Yid, some people mamish, go on the fire after what he says. Try to explain it maybe later what is his shita. Aber mikol makom, this was a shaila. And a lot of poskim are done if you're allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it. If you're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. If you're allowed to take a computer, you have a siddur, davening, you could or you can't. When you turn the computer, when you turn the page, it's Meichik Shem Hashem. This was one shaila, we'll have to go into the shaila in this miyad. The shaila would came up that even if we'll find a hetel, and we'll go over to see if it's a hetel to use a computer with Shem Hashem or not. Today they came with new kind of computers, new kind of technology, all different kind of new things that work different. It's based on what they call electronic ink, and they call it Kindles, all different kind of names. But e-books are read in these kind of things, they have special books for that. All of these things, the technologic, the way the system works, it's a different kind of computer. It doesn't work with the same way of the old computers, because the old computers were not made for reading. Were made really for working, to prepare texts, to send messages. The computer was made to use for work. People had to work on it. They have to read, but the letters were not completely clear. When they decided to use the computers like books, like reading books, they came up with a new kind of technical ways that it will be much easier to read. And these are based on what they call electronic ink. And we'll see that the main heterim that the person from the old generation were matir to use a computer don't exist in the new kind of computers. For a person that davens from such a thing, he's pushing over in one tefillah if be'erech 10,000 lavim with mechikas Hashem. Be'erech 10,000 lavim with mechikas Hashem. It's especially if he doesn't know where to daven and he's searching. Yeah, he could mamish.
It's 10,000.
Well, if he goes back and forth the page, up and down, it moves, yeah? But if he goes up and down, he's raising Shem Hashem's. So, I want to be mevar the tzdode ha-shayle. I'm going to go duch. The first heter, when they start to be done, if you're allowed to have a computer and you're allowed to turn the page to switch off the computer and to erase the Shem Hashem that is on the screen. All the poskim said, the discussion about erasing it from the disk, from the memory, that is not called Mechikas Hashem. First, because we don't have really real letters there. And even if we have real letters, and even if in Shabbos it will be called Moichik, from Mechikas Hashem it has to be Derech Bizayon. And things that are not read properly are a little different lines, pluses and lines on a disk somewhere. These things for sure not called Mechikas Hashem. The discussion Mechikas Hashem was on the screen. If it's an Isu Mechikas Hashem on the screen or not. So Rav Osner already, in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Dalet, he brings down the Shaila. The Shach says that the Isur of Mechikas Hashem is only if the Shem was Nichtav B'Kedusha. If the Shem was not Nichtav B'Kedusha, there's no Isur of Mechikas Hashem. For sure not an Isur D'Oraisa. Rav Osner brings down a big machlekes. If we pass in the shach or we don't pass in the shach. Lemoshu, the Minchas Chinuch says, Ma pitom? Ari de lav is lo yisasu ken la Hashem alekeichem. What is the lav of lo yisasu ken la Hashem alekeichem? The Avodah Zorah is a mitzvah to destroy the Avodah Zorah. Don't do it to Hashem. Avodah Zorah has to be lishmo. If it's Avodah Zorah, you have to destroy it. Lo yisasu ken la Hashem alekeichem. So nafkemin, if it was nichta b'kedusha or not nichta b'kedusha, Minchas Chinuch says there's no reason that it has to be nichta b'kedusha. Even if it's not nichta b'kedusha. ומה שקוסף פה את הרוס מדיבר המנחס חינוך סימן טוב למזיין שפיקפק על היתר השח סבקות ניוד בייס היתר מחיק השם שלו שלו בקדושה לצריך תיקון על כל פונים not stand to race it אבל לצריך תיקון יש אוסו כצילו לצריך תיקון יא יו קנט זה לא יחד תמצא המנחס חינוך די יותר קייבן מחיק השם אבד אזור עם מצווה בכל עניין שלא יסע עסקן להשם לקייכם בכל עניין אין זה מכריע חודם מנחס חינוך עצמם מסופק בזה והמלכס חינוך מוידה דרבים וטויבים הראשונים והאחרונים לא יסביר אלון כן וטיילס המלכס חינוך אינו מתקבלס עליהם התאיר אלו אוסרו לא יסעסו להשם אלוקיכם אם לא ינחת בקדישו אינו להשם אלוקיכם and then he starts to bring down מי גודל מה בשלוימו he was the גודל the door after חסם ספר הוא פה יסר כהשח Aber, so gewas, na mitzad sheini, des de chemet bings da anach bitzu kilchonon, prichodosh, de paskin de loike ashach, and de paskin de des malkes. Ve Mari Asad, also paskin de loike ashach. Mitzad sheini bings da, machlekes, ob kiveiger, is mamshich. Ob kiveiger, na madur, tanine paskin, zat mos poisim, machoylek an de shach. And it brings down that we have to be chaylik in the shach. A lot of achorini paskin like the shach, and it goes back and forth, nish klar if we paskin like the shach or not. So ba'etzem it's a shtikl sveiki deri reise lechumre. If shem shenichtav shalei b'kdusha. L'maise, the keses ha-soifer, this is called the sefer, when you learn stam, it's a sefer, keses ha-soifer, and hilchi stam, and this is considered the sefer. Rav Osner writes, "But she kosev a goyin kes a sefer shem hichmir, umar lachas a sefer kosev a sifroi shemum ein boy." Shal, if we paskin like them, we don't paskin like them. So Mele, he doesn't know how to paskin, because it's a safer paskins, afilu nichtav shalai b'kdusha. En toyeles le'arich. כי למעשה נוחוש אפילו לסופג מחיקס השם אבא בשביל מעיקר הדין נחשש so he says מעיקר הדין is נוחשש בדי אחרוי ורב אוזנר ובי אבטה ביחוי שיש לדי אחרוינים תתפסקן דלוי כאשך the second heter is so במילה they claim the computer has נכתב שלוי בקדושה רב אוזנר says and even if you will say that we פסקן דלוי כאשך Because mistomets could kodesh, but if you have a das in the beginning that you don't want it to be kodesh, says that when a person starts to work on a computer, he will say, "I have a das that I don't want to be magdish the shame." So then, for sure, it will help. This is one heter, but we can't rely on it. We can't rely on it. Wait, we'll get in a second. The Maharshdam has another heter, shem shenichtav bechag tuches. Instead of writing the Shem Hashem, you write around it, and the Shem Hashem comes out. It's only the Rabbanan. The Mele, itaynes that the Shem that is written on the computer, it's legora from Chag Tuches. It's not a real writing. It comes out in the end. We'll get it in a second. It's not writing with a Seder Aksivin. When the Sofik are born in Afki. So Rav Ozner in the end, we'll see in a second how he's matir. So Rav Ozner is speaking about a computer. So Be'etzem was two etayim that are very shvach. One heter is nichtav shalei b'kedusha. Second heter is chag tuches. But amaisi, you can't matir. So what is the tzad to be matir? What is the tzad to be matir? The tzad to be matir is like this. The first heter, what the achroinim want to say, is giboit and the metzias of the computer. The old computers I'm speaking about. The metzias of the old computer is, you have a screen. When you see letters on the screen, it's no real. If you open the computer, you will not find letters inside. How it works, there's a lot of little crystals, millions of them. Little diamonds like glass, like crystal. And they have light that is coming from behind them. That light that becomes behind these crystals, it goes inside them. There's different ways how the crystal breaks the light or lets the light to go through. Sometimes the light comes in and turns and curves. There's different ways. The electric that runs the computer, the software, the head of the computer, gives the electric different ways how to shine. And this be'etzem makes you to read what says on the screen. I'll give you the example. You take a shoebox and you cut out Shem Hashem and you put on it like a shining, you know, Mishloach Bonas, like how do they call it? Yeah? Something shiny. And then you put a light inside and you might see the Shem Hashem. Or you could have something better. You have a shoebox, you write Shem Hashem backwards, you take a dark room, you come with a flashlight, and you look at the wall and you can read the Shem Hashem. It's exactly what the computer has. It's nothing there. It's light. So, the Eterim came b'zeh nusach. One heter is, it's not really a Shem Hashem. If I will do like this, and you see a shadow on the wall, and I will do Yud Kevavke, and you'll see a shadow, I can't move my hands. Meichek is Hashem if I move. It's a shadow. Even in Shabbos, could be it's mutter. Some poskim did not like it. They said, a light on the wall, you're right. Here, it's ki'ilu, the lights are shining inside. It's called a ksav. The Machmirim are very hard to argue. They claim sometimes when you shut the computer for a couple of minutes, you see it already yet. You can see it on the phone, you can shut the phone, here you go. It's closed. That's what they claim. But this was the first heter that he wanted to say. The second heter that he wanted to say is that the computer, be'etzem, if you shut the light, it's no more ksav. Now, the light is be'etzem electric. So the words are not really written. They need something to make them to live the whole time. It's not called Ksava Miskaya.
Why is that different than the first heter?
The first heter says it's not written nowhere. It's no words. It's not Ksav. If someone makes Shem Hashem with his fingers, you're allowed to move your fingers for sure. Why? It's not written nowhere. Computer is nothing written here. It's lights. It's not written that it shines, that the crystals are shining because the light is going through them and you can see the light. It's not even a Mais Ksav. Second of all, a Ksav that needs support to be a ksav. It's not called a ksav. But, we'll read it in a second, because I'm swarm inside. The poskim did not want to rely on it completely. I'll write you from two swarm. B'moichek es Hashem memasach mechashev, old computers. יש לנו כיוון שרואים קודם מחיק את השם במלואו שהוא כוסוב על המסך on the screen. I think this is Rav Schlesinger from Monsi, I think. אפשר לא אמר ויש במחיק את השם מן המסך משום ביזי שם השם. דאף על גב דגם על המסך on the screen. It's only סימוני אויר בעלמה. It's only lights. כיוון שרואים על המוסך את השם במלואו צורך לא דין אם יש במחיקוסו איסור מחיק את השם משום ביזוי השם. ואם נעים את העיקר מחיק את השם מן המסך משום ביזוי שם השם, אם כן אוסור לך בישראל, you're not allowed to close the computer. And not only that, you're not, if it's written in the first lines, you can't type in more words. So he says, so how people could print the Siddur? So he goes back and forth, maybe yes, maybe not. He says, we have to say that they rely on that. That they say that there's light, there's no real lights in the computer. It's only lights. He says another svara. Not because lights are not written down, and not because the lights are neither in the shom of the electricity. They say that I'm not amazing in computers, how much I try today to understand it, that even inside the computers there's no letters. Means that even in the crystals, it's not really a letter. You see it like a letter. No, it's a big difference. It's not the pshat that is written there a whole letter from light. It's different fractions of light that it looks mamish like a letter. It's not ki'ilu as a huge shining there. Because be'etzem is b'chal not, it's cut, and it goes back and forth, and by you, this is the way it's done, that you see that it's a yud. So it's not even, first we said it's not written, it's in the ear. Even, it needs an neshama to be machiyat. In a second we'll see how Nisim Kareli says it. But he says there's a third svore, that is not even a yud, it's not even a yud shining. The Metzius is, it's not a huge shining. And that I know, I asked some people, Taka. It's not the pshat that the crystal is cut like a yud. It's not the Metzius of computers. You think you know, he thinks he knows better. I know both of you from Monsi. Yeah. Now, Lebashon, Reb Nissim Karelitz, Yesh lodu nimutor limcha kis Hashem min ha-mechashev. Efshu nikmoim ha-vedizor ha-achiv levatlo b'chol oifen. So here's Shem Hashem, ve'ein ze tolu begidei ksive. The afif name of that computer is not called ksive, yesh ken Shem Hashem. So again he says, even if it's not a shem ksive, abalamaisi you see Shem Hashem. לאום הזה יש לודון דאפשר דיימותו למוח כבימי סחויל. שהרי הקסיבה שמופיע על המסך אין הדוים אלה כויסה בדיוי. וואי? שאין לו קיום אף רגע מועד אלו יסחברוס לזרם החשמל. If it doesn't have electric, it doesn't have a קיום. It's less of a קסב שאין הם יסקיים. כל כמה שלו מזרים עליו החשמל, הרי הוא בוטל מאילו. יועץ זה שכל קיום הוא על ידי פעולו חיצוינס. It's a different svar. So as one svar is no ksav there, but that Reb Nissim says he's not mekabel. You see Shem Hashem, it's mevaz the Shem Hashem. It's mevaz the Shem Hashem. If Lama Zogon was a country, Russia, Amol, they had a style in it, a little bit choshve guys. And they put all different getchkes in their name, you know, their shape in the street. I think when they had revolution, people broke into pieces, yeah? Lama Zogon, they would have Stalin's picture from glass, yeah? And you would take a stone and you would break that glass. They'll put you in jail right away, right? You'll tell them, there's no Stalin here, it's only lights. They understand. This is what Hashem said. I'm explaining this for you. When you have a Shem Hashem, it doesn't make a difference what is the longest of the Shem Hashem. It's not a din ksav. I'm trying to explain first the tzad of the machmiri. It's not a din ksav. It's a din, you have a Shem Hashem. So in the old days, the Shem Hashem was written with ink. And soon there's no more papers in the world, and everything will be computers. And this is the place that Shem Hashem is written. So when it belonged this, it doesn't have a din ksav. It's a shining letter. This is the reason Reb Nissim Karelitz is not mekabel the svoris that is no ksav. Legabi Shabbos is not koisev. Shabbos is koisev and moichek. But in the leisasukin laHashem alekeichem, he says lo yitzuya, they will make a huge sign. What Avi Dezore? Big internet. There's a mitzvah to break it, right? No, it's no mitzvah. He's not there. How about there's a mitzvah to break it? Why is the mitzvah to break it? It's Avi Dezore. The opposite is in Shem Hashem. I'm just explaining, again, all of that passed because everyone in the end erases computers. I just want to understand how it was shvel to be matter computers, why when it was changed to the Kindles and all the new machines, why Pitam all of the heter fell off. So Reb Nissim Karelitz, v'lemaisi tzorichil. He's mesupik if la'aloch, you're allowed to turn off a computer with Shem Hashem. So the fear of Nissim Karelitz, when people take out the BlackBerry and the bench, yeah? צריכים if you're allowed to do it בכלל. Rav Ozner in the Tshuva says that the reason he's matir, because he says it's so much mistakes in the Sefer Teres when you don't use computers. The old days people used Magim. He said, Vaisters today people are Shvacher. And they say that even in the computers, they say when they check the old Sefer Teres from 100 years ago, the Kimat don't find mistakes. And percentage is, I think it's double 400. The mistakes that they find. Because the pshat is today, the eyes are not so strong. People go quicker, you know, people don't have gedult. You know, I'm older, my gear got us a fatigue. This is it today, he wants to have another one, another one. And there are different reasons why it's different. So he says, Letzerich the safatere, he's matter to do it. So Rav Ozner, his aterim was. It's not a ksav. It's not nichta b'kdusha. It's a chag tochas. Then we see this nazar heter. And the tshuvas v'anogas, Rav Moshe Shternbuch comes. Isru mechikas Hashem b'computer. Ledivrei ha-shoyel, yesh b'machshev im masach zchuchis, Mar Hashem Hashem Yisborach. And when you press the button, you're over Mechike. So it brings down the Chazanish that Chazanish had a kule, we'll get in a second to the kule. Roy Lachos Lisur Teire. So Rav Moshe says, I don't know exactly how computers work. Oide v'layevosh, I'm not a maven in it. But I want to tell you why I think it's not an asur. I mean, today all the sidurim, all the chumashim, they type it, they typeset it, and they print it. I mean, no one has a chumash. Every sidur today is typeset in a computer. Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, all the sidurim. Liyashiv Amilek. First, Aisir is kan einom kayomim, ein boy mamish. It's not real letters. He says, he claims that it is, he says he can't argue with him. He thinks that it's not real letters there. Even if it is real letters, he says it's not called real letters. It's not called bizoyan. Aber nirahoit. Val, it's not oimed be'atzmai, only with the electric, like Rav Nissim Karelitz. Yeshlema da'atera only aser when it's oimed be'atzmai. Not when it's not oimed be'atzmai. Oit nire. Why? It's not nichta b'kdusha. It's a machleikis. Oit nire, it's chok toichos. Oit nire, he says, it was printed al menas limchik. And here is a huge machlekes. Shem Hashem that was written al menas limchik. You're allowed to erase it or not? Shem Hashem that was written al menas limchik. So one of the beautiful rayas that the Oisrim wanted to bring was the famous Gemara that David HaMelech was digging to the Beis HaMikdash. And he found Cheres, told him not to take him. He took him, the water came up, he didn't know what to do. Chaim Makis Navyud, Rashi brings it down. Rashi said the whole story is in the Sukkah there. And he told him, Al Titleini, and he written Shem Hashem, and Achitoif Amelech Al Vachoymer, Umar Ben Ish Leishter, and Motayr, Nichtov Alamayim, Alachaskam Vekamo, he took the Shem Hashem and he put it into the water. He written Al Cheres to throw it into the water. So what is the Yisru Mechikas Hashem? Bezim, the whole raya from Saito, what is the raya from Saito? Shmishen nichta b'kdusha yimocha al amayin. The Kohen writes it to erase it. If we say that Shem Hashem that was written to erase, it's not called Shem Hashem to erase.
That was the raya.
What?
That was the raya.
No, but I'm asking on both. We're asking on both. It's not called Mechikas Hashem. If you tell me that there's no Yisru Mechikas Hashem in the computer, so we have a kasha. No, come on. Gemara says that it's a heter mechikas Hashem. Not that it's not called mechikas Hashem. It's to come to Kal Vachomer. Azri, you have to come to Kal Vachomer.
So then that was Ram and Aslam and Lamachik. Is that the Kedushas Hashem?
What?
If it was written on
Manaslam,
is that the
Kedushas
Hashem?
I don't know. So the Achoyin that I'm matter say like this, there's no Shaychas. The Kohen had to write the Shem Hashem b'Kedusha. And then he had to erase it. When we say that Oymed Leimochik is not Kadosh, where was the tshuva? You know how they did the old days? Today we're in a world of computers. In the old days, how they printed a sefer? Right? They say Alam Olam is a mistake in the Gemara, is the mistake of the Bocher HaZetzer. Who is that Bocher HaZetzer? In the old days, they had, until 10 years ago, you could have seen it here in Meshorim, when they printed, they didn't have computers. They had metal pieces with little letters like a magnet, and you organize them. You put Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and like this you said it. This was like 50 years ago. Then when computers started to work, the computers said the metal things, but with the metal things you printed. Then today they have the print, oil print and sun print, and then can print right away. But this was the way it started. So in the beginning when you said the letters, they called it Bocher HaZetzer. Because that Bocher, a mistake, he put a different letter and that made a mistake in the Gemara. How did that? Every Dalet had to be mamish organized. So in a mistake, he took out a Gimel and put a Dalet instead. Hokim Yokim, instead of Shim Hukam Hukam, yeah? So it was a mistake in the Gemara in Neiris. Because he put a Bocher HaZetzer. Okay, they organized it and then they were melted like one piece and they were print. When they finished, they had to break the whole thing. They had Shem Hashem. You're allowed to melt it or not. So the Maharsham says, Shev shenichtav amenas limchoik, you're allowed to race.
Negative is backwards?
I don't know. Could be another tshuva there, I don't know. But this is what the Maharsham said. That Shemus shenichtav amenas limchoik, don't have a Yisru mechikas Hashem. Lemaise, most poisim will not mekabel it. But, Zog Ramayshe Shtambuch, a shame Now, why they were not mekabel it? Because they said, Lamazogan, it's a big question. You have newspapers. It's divrateir in the newspapers. What do you do? So the Yated and the other from newspapers, it says, this page you have to go in this. This page you have to go in this. Yeah? So every Shabbos, you have to go to the Gnize. So this is what the Alecha Yidden do. What is the side of the people that don't do it? They said it's not Mikdusha. It's made to throw away when you finish to read. I myself, I'm not saying it L'Rabim. I take all the newspapers, I put it in a bag, and I put it in a forest. Every week I take all the newspapers, I double wrap it, and put it in a bound forest. Paper slowly disappears on its own. So I'm not mevazet, but I don't put it in the gniza. I'm scared to put all the, all the other things that happen together in the gniza. So it's not a clue what it's better to do. Yeah, that's what I do. I was done. But what? There you can argue. It's not called that it's made limchik. It's made to read, and then you can throw it. It's not made limchik. But in the computers, when they were printing, it's not the pshat. It's made to read. It's made to use once and to be moichik it. It's made to use a lot of times. They want to use the letters that they could change the letters the whole time. The computer, Zalka Meshishterebuch, is a shtickle more doyme l'shem shamanas limchoik. He says, the Moshe, the shem soito was not made limchoik. It's a normal ksav. And then you moichik it. This is a shayla if you allow it or not. But the computer, the Kolish Ksav, if you will have a computer that you can't erase it, no one will want to buy that computer. It's made not to be a Ksav that could stay. So, dear the Svar of the Maharsham, that Ksav Shoimed Li Mochek is not called Levazis as Hashem, that Svar is Okna Moshe Sternbuch, is Shaykh in the computer. Mamele he goes weiter and weiter, and Mamele he wants to be Matir. This is the heter of Moshe Sternbuch. He brings down that, so let's say for that, from Vanya Yosef, that if he does shittas, that Amenas Limchak is Mutter, is a tshuvas. A roikeach, that you're allowed to give a kid that is sick, you take a cake, you write it in Shem Hashem, and you eat it, it's a segula that the kid will be healthy. So the shayla is, what the chikas Hashem? So he wants to say that you're allowed to. So some place will say, if you matne lehedia, that you erase it, then avada you're allowed to use this heter. So he says the Moshe, the fizeh benida didan, שאם לא יהיה נקלט קרוי רויצה למוחקוי זה another kind of heter. This is on typing. ובצירוף השיטה יש השם שנכתב שלא יהיה בכבון על הקד שהיא מותר למוחקוי. The list of the place in the hall like that. And it's not לשם חול. And it's made המנס למוחקוי. במילא he wants to be martyr. This is the Tzdodim Lehatir. Tzdodim Lehatir. So the Maisa, some poiskim did not want to be Matir. Some poiskim, Betziruf, all of these Svaras together, want to be Matir to use a computer. And the Maisa, this is what most people do. But the people that are Makbid, what they do is, they waited it, and they never put Shem Hashem on their screen, and all that of Choshev Yidden. So when Shem Hashem and a mistake comes up on the screen, they leave it. The derech of the screen is after a couple of minutes it gets dark. And when it gets dark, they shut the computer. It's the eitzah for the machmirim. But the ma'ase, Klal Yisrael will noyeg leheter. Again, this was the ma'ase what Klal Yisrael did. This was good till they came up with this new electric ink, what they call Kindles v'kadoyim. What happened there? When people started to use it instead of books, e-books, They wanted to make something that would be much easier for people to read. And they came with an idea of the electric ink, how it works. So the idea of the electric ink, they call it electric ink. It's really electric ink, what it is. Inside the computer is millions of little balls. You see what I was explaining? It's every ball has inside black ink or black liquid, and it has inside a piece of metal, a white piece of metal. It works like a magnet. When the electric tells you yud, so the magnet pulls the metals to the bottom, for example, and you see the yud from the ink on the top. The way that the metals are white and the ink is dark. But different ways how it works. And the letters are written down. Yud, K, Vav, K are written down with that ink, held by the magnet. Now, the way it's done, even when you shut the computer, it stays. You don't have to have, they have electric ink paper. Someone told me they were selling magazines. When the first page was made from electric ink, and when you came, you know, they had different things changing to buy it. And when you finished, you came, they plugged it out, they gave it to you, and you had it written down. It doesn't have to have the electric. This you could check, for sure. Some of them, if it's dark, it's hard to see. If it's not dark, it's not hard to see. Here, it's mamish ksav. Yesh b'mamish. It's a ksav of a yud. It doesn't need the electricity to make him to live. So you're right. If you're discussing mitzad deheter shaloi nichtav b'kedusha, if you're speaking mitzad amenas limchoik, if you're speaking mitzad chaktuchois, but if we see that Rabbi Seinu did not want to rely on that, Rabbi Nissim Karelitz only was matter because it relies on the electricity. Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch was relying on Svora that is Ein Bei Mamish. That is electricity. Schlesinger was relying on Svora that is not real letters there. When you took away these Svoras, you left Lechura without a heter. You left without a heter. And this is a big problem. You left without a heter. And this is the big tumult today. Maybe you're not allowed to use them. Maybe you're not allowed to use these things. This is the shaila. That all the rabbonim now are trying again to find the teirim. All the teirim that were with betziluf. You go over all of the tshuvas, it's a tziluf of the svaras that it's garnished. Tzarech godel, tzarech safateire, tzarech to print. But a person wants to use such an e-books book, and to use it is a shaylef is moichikes Hashem. It's a shaylef on a yisur deiraisa. Moichikes Hashem could be a yisur deiraisa. This is the shaila be'etzim. Now, I want maybe two things to explain. Some wanted to be matir. I was Shabbos somewhere, a Rav wanted to say maybe a svora leheter. No, for Shabbos. He didn't machir, I only wanted to say it. I wanted to explain why it's wrong. He wanted to say a svora. He was clearing what a beam. This be'etzim could be maybe a svora even in computers. You're not allowed to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. What will be when Mashiach will come? It's only imaginations, yeah? They will have, not as long as they will build a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, they will be built from fire. But they will have this technique that by night, when they finish, they could press a button, the whole thing falls down. Falls into earth, you can't see it. In the morning, the first client comes, presses the button, the whole Beis HaMikdash pops up. You're allowed to by night to press down the button, or you're even on the side so you can let Hashem Elokeicha. Who wants to ask the Shaila? What? It's not a Beis HaMikdash. Say that. But if it's a Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to press such a button or not? Here the Tzad does not call the Tzad Sukkah L'Hashem Elokeicha. I'll give you the Moshul. From Zaman Oyerbach holds, Bnei Brak do not mask him. You know, you're not allowed to wind or watch in Shabbos. It's Boine, Maka Bepatish. You have these cars of kids, you wind it, and the car goes around, then it stops. You're allowed to wind it in Shabbos or not? You have chairs, rocking chairs for kids. So today already all the official ones have any batteries and it goes. But 10 years ago, before the batteries came up into this, so you like you roll it around for 20 minutes and it shook for 10 minutes, yeah? This was there. That became an idea of the battery. But you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not? This was the Shaila. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos or you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos? Shema Zalman holds you allowed to. It's not back in the Patish. Why? So when you have this car, you buy a car for a kid, and the car starts to run and never stops. You throw it out the window, yeah? The whole idea is, you use it, you wind it, it stops, you wind it. This is the shimush. A watch, if it could run the whole time, would be the best thing. Once it runs out, you have to refill it. A chair will rock the whole time. You can't. It's made. You wind it, and it goes out. So his svara is, if you have a Beis HaMikdash, that it's made. You close it by night, you open it. Like, Lama Zohim, so the Mishkan. When you broke down the Mishkan, okay, for sure, Hashem said to break it down. But they were either al-Isasik and Hashem al-Keirim, or not. The Mishkan was made to open, to put up and down. So he wanted to say, maybe such an ink, it's made to put the letters like this and then like this. This is the way it's made. This is the way the Shem is oimed. To make it and to fold it and to close it, to open it and to close it and to fold it. I think even if it would be right, it would be if you could fold it and open it. Here, Lemaisa, when you close it, meaning to say when you change it, it's not the pshat, you take the yud and you put it somewhere else. The ink finishes, goes back to black. Or to white. It's not the pshat, the Beis HaMikdash. If you have a machine that could destroy the Beis HaMikdash, just the machine could build again the Beis HaMikdash. For sure, it's the Sask and Hashem Alekeich. And that place, Kielu, it's closed, compacting, and then it opens again. No, I said again, the Mishkan was Tzivu Hashem.
I think it's not yet.
But it's Tzivu Hashem. And even now, when it was not broken, it was done to pieces. Here it's not pieces, there's nothing left of the Shem Hashem. It's not pieces of the Shem Hashem. That Shem Hashem is over. It's a new time, you're redoing it. The Mishkan was the same pieces. He's putting them back. Now, there's another heter in the Kesef Sofer that says that even the ones that are Cholek and the Shach, Mishnah Berurah speaks about it, that's a portion. If what would be if Shem Hashem was written without Kavanah? I tell you, it happens a lot of time in the Atet. Now Baruch Hashem, the Yated and the other ones are a little bit more advanced. A lot of times they make pictures, you know, someone is nifter, so you have a hesped and a yeshiva. So they come and they make pictures, photographers, take pictures. And then the newspaper, they put it in the headline, on the first page. What happens? It's a huge problem. To know it, famous every time. Every on a Kodesh has Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. Take a picture of the guy standing at the Bima's Masbid, the newspaper has Yud Kivovke. So today, in all the most places, they cover, before they take the pictures, they cover the Shem Hashem. You see, in Choshve events, Shem Hashem is covered for the pictures. Shem Hashem. We're in 2013, yeah, we're not. As they gave us. Sometimes it was stories that they forgot, it was big signs in the newspaper that you have to cut it out, because it's Mechikas Hashem. The ones that I want to matir claim that Shem Hashem that was printed in a newspaper without a kavanah, it's not Shem Shenichtav Shelo Bekdusha. Shem Shenichtav Shelo Bekavanah Bichlal Hashem doesn't have a kedusha like this. Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. Shabbat has a kasha. It says that gold that was spilled on Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to peel off the gold if you had a Shem Hashem, and gold was spilled on it. So now the gold became of a shape of Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to peel off the gold. So the halacha brings a raya that even without kavana it's also. So the mefarshim, because when you peel it off, you will take off a part of the other Shem Hashem. It's not a pasha that is a heter. The Velt is machmir on it very much. But the kula is that you didn't plan to print Shem Hashem. But when you open your Kindles and you make shachris, you are mechavim to mechavim for shachris. Again, without Kedusha. But you want to know the Shem Hashem. You want to know the Nusach of the Brocha. You're not trying to write the Nusach of the Brocha. So maybe you can use this kula. You could use that kula, if the tziruf I'm saying, for example, you took a picture, not a newspaper, you took a picture, and you look, hey, Shem Hashem. Could happen to you tomorrow. Be a shul klali, you'll take a picture, hey, I have a Shem Hashem. Well, I'm allowed to turn my so good. So on the camera, it goes back to the old thing. There's no real, everything is light. It's not real. It's not a real. We're going back to the old shayla. Maybe it's mutter. But if you take a picture of these new things, most of them you can't take pictures. About some of them already you could. The answer is, but if you didn't mechaven to write Shem Hashem, then it's easier. But when you download a siddur or these things, do you consider I'm a chavin to do Shem Hashem? Then it's us. So, b'meila, this shaila is up yet. It's not clear what is the etayrim. And Adarabba, l'chura the vile is also to use it to you have a heter. It's a shaila for the Safik Dairais. Pashas is also, so it could be as different isurim from Rabbi Zeinu, and then the shayla from any isur halal isur. But I'm saying mitzad. Now I want to dive on one more shayla that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Keses HaSofer HaMachmir. And this is negeya to Mechikas Hashem. Again, Yud Kivov Ke Yaloikim. You have a siddur that the pages are torn. And the tear and the kriya of the siddur is in between the Shem Hashem. Now, I just want one chelik because it's negiah to what we spoke today. In Hilchoy Shabbos, Be'etzem it started in the Mir 10 years ago. Was a meshuganer in yeshiva that everyone started up with him. He was mamish. You never saw such a crazy guy in your life. And the olam did epis to him, and he said, "You will see." He ran up to the oitzer. He took 200 for him. And outside of the sefer, he written Shem Hashem on every sefer. And he took the most expensive sfarim in the Eitzer. He said, "Now do something." Is it shaila if you're allowed to open the siddurim or not? When you open the siddur, you meichik Shem Hashem. What to do? So, this shayla be'etzem is in Hilchi Shabbos. The Ramah speaks, if you're allowed to open a siddur, that something is written on Chudei Adapi. The Ramah is matir and tshuve. And the Ramah has a couple of reasons why it's mutter. Because it's only meant to open and close, so it's like a door. And no one understands exactly what is the heter. Like you're allowed to open a door in Shabbos. This is svar and boyne, not in koisev. And the main svar of the Ramah is that moichek and koisev, by moving letters and making them close to each other, is not called moichek. The Ramah meiker adin holds, you'll have to take a cake that is written in it letters, and you could cut in between the letters and separate the letters. Kiruv and richuk oisius are not called koisev. When you break the letter, yes. But when you separate them, not. I hear you separating into little bits and pieces. This is the shayla. Again, Chazanish is machmir, even the separate letters, you don't do it. But me'ikar adin, Shnebu says to cut in between the letters in a cake, me'ikar adin is mutter and Shabbos. In between the letters. In the letters, we pass in that night. The siddur is another tzirufim, dovo shenem iskavim, psikresh, deloy nicholei. This is the Chazanish, this is the heter. So this is the shayla legabi sidurim. When I'm handling now, I said, "Meikar adin machmirim, don't open. Shasat chak yeshal men mismich to open the siddur." cake in between the letters is easier. Mi'ikradin, there's only a chumra not to do it. You have a siddur that is torn in Shabbos and shul. When you move the pages, you might get inclusive. Again, it's like opening the siddur. It gets down and up. Some say it's worse because siddur is mamish made for that. This is not made for that. And Moshe says, the derech klal, you could read the letters don't break. It's in between the letters. So the mele, it's like the cake. It's easier. Again, the ikar psak is that if it's in between the letters and a siddur and you could read the letters, Moshe says you could rely on it. Betziruf, that it's kiruv oisiyas and it's connected. The machmirim don't do it. Again, if you're doing it because you want to read, to be machmir. If you just want to turn over the page and you're psikresh shein miskaven, it's easier. Again, I'm not going into the psak now. Zog bekesas ha-sefer and b'shamazam ha-noyabach. All of that that you allow to separate letters is not koisev v'moichik. And this brings the Ramo mi'ikar adin to open the siddur, to cut in between the letters of the cake. Mi'ikar adin to say that it's mutter to open the siddur. Again, machmirim, we're not going out of Shabbos. Aval legabei ksivas Hashem, zog de kesas ha-sefer. You're not allowed to separate the letters from each other because you moichik shem Hashem. Even the legabi Shabbos, it will not be called moichik v'koisim. Mele zog Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So if the heter of the Ramo is giboit, that it's kiru v'richuk oisiyas, so in a siddur, if it's torn in the middle of ksivas Hashem, you're not allowed to turn the page. And again, in ksivas Hashem, you don't have the heter of einu miskav v'psikreishe, because in Shabbos, we rely on meleches machshabes osro teire. Here it's also. So la'aloche. If when you separate it, you can't read the letters, for sure you have to be machmir. Even if not, it's the right thing, if Shlomo Zalman says, and siddur, if you see that story in the Shem Hashem, not to use that siddur. Because could be it's the Isur of Mechikas Hashem. Because again, the Mechikas Hashem, and here's an example I'm saying, sometimes it's chomu, sometimes it's kal. Sometimes it's kal could be, that even if in Shabbos you can use a computer and erase it, could be if it's not derech bizoyen, could be it's mutter. Could be it's mutter. I just want to finish with one line. Here we say the Moshe Shem Hashem is more chamo. The argoshev, the haintike poiskim, without saying their names, that it has to be mutter. Not because you can't manage without that. That loisasekein la'Hashem alokeichem has to be derech bizoyen. If this is the way that things are done today to read, it's not called a derech bizoyen. Again, while we're saying that it doesn't go with the klolim, if ksive and mechike, you're right. I will ask you a kasha. The halachas, if you have a mistake in the Sefer Torah and Shem Hashem, you have to go in the Sefer Torah. You can't fix it. You can't say it's not a bizoyim. But they say, a computer that in our days, this is the way that is writing, this is the way to use it, they want to say that is a feeling that it's not called derech bizoyim. Why the old priestkin didn't say it? Say then computers only started. Today, no one will feel that it's a derech bizoyim. It's not called racing. It's not called racing. They said it could be even to race in the text of Biosu. Even though you're doing the same thing. To press enter, enter, enter to race, it's racing. Oh, but to turn it is not called racing.
To be up by design the computer, won't have to turn it off.
Again, maybe you have to not see it, but it's not racing. I don't know what it is, but it's not racing. I don't know if it's mitzvah not to turn it off, but I don't think if you turn it off, you make the mitzvah of result. If you be a broche for lechavis, you know, when a person burns avodazor, he makes a broche in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? When they burn the shetel. So chayv can he have some broche, levar avodazor me'arzein. Yeah? So, lemosh, when you close the computer, mistami, you don't make a broche. Mask him? Can't a mevarav the zohar me'altzeinu. I said again, I don't know. I'm saying we have to have a god like Reb Shem Zalman that could say that svarah. But the svarah is already dear. I'm going to ask Limchoy. The svarah is already dear be'etzer. Say it's a svarah when you finish the sugya that we need Reb Shem Zalman to say it. But this is not called mechikas Hashem. It's not called mechikas Hashem. Again, could be Shabbos. Yes. Shabbos is black and white. It's called mechikah, it's not called mechikah. But l'gabay, l'isasukein l'Hashem alekeichem, mechikas Hashem. Tell someone, I raised Shem Hashem. I raised today Shem Hashem. It's not called an erased. Again, we need on them godel to machriya. Deval esay tzavik deirais l'chumre. Shabbos.
When you say that I want this to sit there and I want it, therefore it's not considered that. It's not called.